Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, it is starting to feel like fall, but it is the end of October. Halloween coming up next Thursday, isn't it?
That's right.
And World Series being played. I know you've been, you and I both are watching a lot of baseball here this time of year with the Red Sox and the Cardinals battling it out. But a lot of things happening in Asheville this weekend. Before we get too far into the events at hand here, you know, I got an email the other day from a woman with the Asheville Firefighters Department. She said she listens to us every Friday morning and wanted to know if I'd mentioned that the firefighters are going to be doing some Zumba-style dancing to Gangnam Style to raise money, and they're going to be getting their heads shaved. And that's from 10 to 3 p.m. at the Wild Wing Cafe on Saturday at 161 Biltmore Avenue, and the dancers are going to be at noon. So that will be worth going down there to see alone, I think. Firefighters doing the Gangnam Style, and that's great. The firemen and firewomen in this town, the people who work at the fire department, great job that they do.
It's a benefit to fight pediatric cancer.
That's right. So, the St. Baldrick's fundraiser on Saturday. Now, some music this weekend.
There's also another fundraiser that we should mention on Saturday with our friend David Holt.
Our good friend David Holt playing down in Old Fort on Saturday at the, I believe, at the Old Fort Elementary School.
A benefit for the Mountain Gateway Museum.
Well, David Holt works hard, and that's going to be a great show there. And some great music going on in Asheville this weekend with the Mountain Oasis Electronic Music Summit. First time we've done this event, but it is very, very similar to the Moogfest Festival that was held here for the last 3 years. Producer Ashley Capps of AC Entertainment putting on a lot of concerts all over Asheville. And if you're going, well, get an early start. Be prepared for a lot of traffic. Even if you're not going, if you're coming into downtown for any reason at all this weekend, be advised that the traffic is going to be a little nutty, the parking is going to be a little tight, but and that's Asheville. It's on any given weekend anymore. They're trying to find a weekend when there isn't something going on. Good luck on that. So this is going to be a lot of fun, Mountain Oasis Electronic Music Summit. I will be out there seeing some of these bands, Cut Copy and Nine Inch Nails and Gary Newman and a hot singer named Jesse Ware from England. Performing out there. If you want to know more about Mountain Oasis, pick up a copy of the Asheville Scene, our entertainment and culinary magazine, in the Asheville Citizen Times this morning in the paper and in boxes around town and online at AshevilleScene.com. And let's see, if you're not going to, if you want to look at some other music going on, Psychedelic Cowboy Rockers, New Riders of the Purple Stage. That kind of goes back to our day, doesn't it, David? 9 o'clock on Saturday at Pisgah Brewing on East Side Drive, originally formed in 1969 with members of the Grateful Dead. Many of members of the Grateful Dead were in that, Phil Lesh and Jerry Garcia. And then kind of changed around a little bit. Classic members David Nelson, Buddy Cage, still with the group. And there's some jazz on Saturday out in Waynesville, the Wendy Jones Quartet performing a dinner jazz show Saturday night, Classic Wine Cellar, 20 Church Street in Waynesville. You can have dinner, and seating starts at 6, and music begins at 7 p.m. That'll be a lot of fun. So, let's see, what else? How about some theater?
Okay.
You've been to the...
Haven't been to a play in a long time.
Well, I've been out to see quite a bit of plays. I went to see the Book Club play over at North Carolina Stage Company the other night. Very, very funny play, comedy about a book club that's being filmed for some kind of a documentary project, and all the things that go on at these club meetings. So you can go see that at North Carolina Stage Company, 15 Stage Lane. If you haven't been out to Flat Rock to see Hank Williams' Lost Highway, you can still do that. That's on the main stage. Montford Park Players doing Othello just across the street from the radio station, doing it in 1940s film noir style performances through this weekend over there. Since it's Halloween, outdoor drama, The Legend of Tommy Hodges. It's kind of an outdoor walking play. They go down a trail and tell you about a student who disappeared in 1906. And Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville has The Heiress on stage through November 3rd. So those are some of the things that are going on in the way of... theater. We
mentioned one theater note. Your friend Susan Reinhardt did a one-woman show recently, and I was told it went really well.
Well, I went to see her last Saturday night at Asheville Community Theater, and she did an amazing job up there. We'll have to look and see if we can get Susan back on stage again. It was crazy stuff for a couple of hours, but she had that crowd eating out of the palm of her hand, and that's a good thing, I guess. We mentioned it was Halloween coming right up, and you know, there's this thing called Pinhead's Graveyard. It's this outdoor haunted house down in Canton on Asheville Highway. They have this horror horror movie icon, R.A. Mihailov. He's played Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 3, and you can go down there and meet him this weekend. That'll be a fun thing to do.
About 30 seconds, but a couple of new movies.
Okay, Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa, comedy with Johnny Knoxville. You know what to expect there. The Counselor, a thriller with Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt. We Are What We Are, a really good thriller, it looks like here, about a small-town family keeping to itself and the freaky things happening in its house. And a movie called Good Old Frida, playing out at Carolina Asheville. It's about this woman, Frida Kelly, who as a teenager became the Beatles' secretary and worked with them all through the years that the Beatles were together and even beyond. So that'll be a fun movie if you like the Fab Four.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Be careful out there.
So long, everybody.